Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series, The Greatest Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can download a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
James 4:6. God gives more grace. Part of that grace is help. How many would take more grace, more help? With enough help, you can make it through anything. With enough help, you can overcome any temptation. You can get out of any bondage or addiction. With enough help, you can receive any miracle. With enough of God's help, you can receive the biggest miracle there is. With His help. Wherefore, he said, God does what with the proud?
Resist.
The proud don't get the grace. The proud don't get God's help. It's impossible to be gracious to someone who thinks they deserve it. Impossible. Why? Because if you do something gracious for them, they won't even be thankful. Because they think you owed it to them to start with. Well, God doesn't know us these things. He's given them to us because of what Jesus has done. But if you don't know that and approach it that way, if you come with attitude, well, God, if you're real, show me. He don't owe you anything talking like that. He's quite secure in who He is and what He is. He's been around a long time before you come along. He is so big. Have you ever looked up in the night sky? He is so awesome. Try to imagine what kind of being can create light and gravity and stars, and galaxies. What kind of being can create that? That's how the Bible begins. Genesis 1:1, put it up on the screen for us. How does the Bible begin? Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, if you got no problem with that, you got it made for the rest of the Bible. If you've got a problem with that, if you don't believe that, the Bible is a closed book to you. You'll think it doesn't make sense. You'll think it doesn't agree with itself. You'll think all kind of things. And it's not because anything's wrong with it. It's because something's wrong with you. You can't see. No understanding. You cannot prove that God didn't create it. You weren't there. No so-called expert in any field was there. And you'll find in reading, no matter how deep you go into physics or any of these things, you'll find anybody with any honesty, they're using the word theory. Could have been. Could have happened. Maybe it happened like this. Could have happened like this. Might have. My father in the faith, Kenneth Hagin, had a definition of theory. He said a theory is a supposition based upon ignorance of the topic under discussion. Because if you knew, it wouldn't be a theory. Right? Watch about just believing stuff that people tell you. Where's the proof? Where's the evidence? All real science agrees with God. If it's reality, it has to agree with God because He's reality. What He made is astounding, isn't it? If you want to understand God, don't try to wade through volumes and volumes of theology that men wrote in some dark, you know, place somewhere. The Bible in Romans 1 says, you can understand everything about God, even His eternal power, even the mystery of the Godhead, by looking at the things He made. You want to understand God? The wisest man, Solomon, he wrote in his wisdom, you know what he wrote about? Plants and animals. He wrote about trees and bushes and fish and birds. Why? Because God let him see the intelligence and the wisdom of the designer in what was designed and created. No perfect thing comes out of chaos. Never has, never will. This idea of there being all this chaos and then something perfectly formed coming out of it is ludicrous. It's ridiculous. The laws of physics contradict it. If you'll be honest, it contradicts it. You could try any kind of experiment. Go to a salvage yard of scrap metal and steel where people have already made steel. Set off giant explosions of C4 or even atomic explosions. Set them off 100,000 times. Never, when you get through blowing it up, will there be a new Mercedes sitting there. Never. I don't care how many times you blow it up. Perfection cannot come out of chaos. Lies are being taught as science to our children in our university. Lies, lies, absolute lies. People who really are experts in the field know their lies. Most people don't. They just believe what they've been told. Blindly. You know what I believe? Genesis. 1:1. I'm happy with it. I am so happy with it. It makes sense to me on every level. It answers questions. The more I look at it, the better I like it. The more I understand it. In the beginning, God, He was already there. Created the heaven and the earth. Hallelujah. Oh, somebody say, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Let me read you a couple of verses about this since you're so interested right now. You act like you've got a minute. Psalm 8, verse 3. He said, when I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars, which you have ordained. What is man that you're mindful of him? In this creation, we are so tiny. And yet, to him, we're important. It's amazing. This is our identity. Not how fast you can run or how much money you made or how good you look and your picture's on this and that. That's all changing and soon to change. Our eternal identity is because He loves us. He chose us. That's what makes us somebody. Not just in Florida and Missouri. In the universe. Oh, that you should say that out loud. Yes. I'm somebody.
I'm somebody.
In the universe.
In the universe.
Why? Because of my Father, my Creator Father, who chose me and helped me by His grace to have enough awareness to acknowledge the truth in this life that He is real and that He sent His Son. I accept Him as my Lord. Most of the billions of the planet don't know this, don't see it, they've rejected it. And you are in the minority that have received Him and believed Him. He will never forget it. If you honor Him in this life, He will never forget it throughout the ages. He's got a place picked out for you beside Him. In His family, in His kingdom forever, because you chose Him after He chose you, but you chose Him and held on to Him, even made it through some tests and trials and temptations and wouldn't quit Him, wouldn't give up, wouldn't deny Him. He will never forget it. He's got big plans for you. And they involve faith. And He's training us. That's why your beloved pastor keeps talking to you about it. He's training you right now to rule and reign with Him. And what we're going to do takes faith in the future. It takes faith to live now. It'll take faith to move forward in what His plan is in the future. Everything He's done, He did it by faith. The rest of that passage in Genesis, how did He create it? He spoke and it was done. How? He conceived it in His heart. He saw it. He believed it. He released His faith with His words. Created planets, stars. Woo! Somebody said, that's not how it happened. You weren't there. If you want to believe something else, you can. Don't make you right, doesn't mean you know. Faith is a choice. I'm happy with my choice. How about you? I'm very happy. Well, y'all are just ignorant religious folk. Leave me alone, I'm happy. Leave me alone. I don't want to become enlightened and miserable like you. We actually are enlightened. He said, oh, somebody say praise God. In Psalm 147:4, He tells the number of the stars. He calls them all by their names. We got no idea how many there are. He's got a name for every one of them. Plus, He knows the number of hairs on your head without a computer. Whew, somebody say amazing, amazing. Great, verse 5, great is our God and of great power. His understanding is infinite. Look at verse 6. The Lord, the very next verse, the Lord lifts up the meek.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like to listen to today's teaching in its entirety from the series, The Greatest Faith, you may visit our website at morelife.org. Click on the Word Supply button, then select Series for an alphabetical listing. You will also find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.